Welcome to this week's episode of For the Love of Chiropractic. I'm your host, Dr. Robert Freeman. On this week's show, we have our first ever guest. The doctor we're going to be interviewing today is considered by many in the chiropractic profession to be the current patriarch. He's been in chiropractic all of his life. He's taught, lectured, and coached tens of thousands of chiropractors over the years. He's created standards, systems, and procedures that are now commonplace in the chiropractic profession. He's joining us today via phone from his home in Florida, and I think you're really going to enjoy this. So let's get started. Welcome to another episode of For the Love of Chiropractic. I'm your host, Dr. Robert Freeman. I've been in practice for over 30 years, and I continue to work in a million-dollar practice that I built, ran, and sold. I've taught, lectured, and coached our profession and helped so many chiropractors build the practice and the life of their dreams. And now, I want to help you do the same. So here's today's show. Dr. Larry Markson, are you there?
I am here, and I'm happy to be here.
And Larry, thank you so much for agreeing to join me today. So I'm going to start by asking, how many years have you been a chiropractor?
To do this subject, carry the 4 times 2, 62.
62 years. That's amazing, and congratulations. So I know from having sat in so many seminars with you over so many years that you were actually taught by B.J. Palmer himself.
That's correct.
So what was he like as an... I'm sorry, go ahead.
So B.J. was extraordinary. So the year that I graduated, which is 1961, is the same exact year that he passed away. So therefore, I have the distinction of having the first ever Palmer College of Chiropractic diploma versus Palmer School of Chiropractic. So the reason BJ passed is because he saw me graduate.
I don't know that I believe that, but it makes a great story. So now I also know that you have a PhD degree.
Right. So PhD degree is a philosopher of chiropractic degree. It no longer exists because it was not allowed by state boards, but it was given out to with me at the same time of Dr. Fred Barge and Dr. Reggie Gold, two luminaries in the chiropractic profession. And to get, you had to write a thesis, X amount of word thesis. It took 2 years of postgraduate study to do that. So I have it, they have it, nobody uses it.
So, and I understand that. My understanding is that you're actually the last living then PhD.
I don't know that.
Well,
I don't know that to be true, but if it's close to true, I'm happy.
Okay. We'll call it close to true. So my question is, with your PhD, what are your thoughts on chiropractic philosophy versus the technology that's used in chiropractic today?
That's a good question. You know what? I think the philosophy is the root of why we are chiropractors. It's why we became doctors of chiropractic and went to school. And so the philosophy, I think, is still valid to this very day. Unfortunately, with the 18 chiropractic colleges and now more coming our way, very few of them still use them. I'm not going to name colleges. So the students don't get a chance, which I think is a shame. The philosophy of chiropractic is simple, it's simplistic, and it's elegant. And it just says that if what goes on in the body is controlled by the body, and the human body has the innate ability to heal itself. So if you scratch yourself or cut yourself and it's not bad enough that it requires medical attention, then the body heals itself. And that goes on all day long, every day. And so the thing that controls that is the nervous system. So if the nervous system is functioning like the way it's supposed to be, the body day by day is taking care of all the problems that you have that you don't even know you have, right? And it's healing them. So I think that's a valid, simplistic way I just said it, but it's a valid thing. But it's not, it will die out. The chiropractor of today, many of them do not even hear it. I can name schools, as I said, but I won't. Robert, I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. They graduate as left brain didactic, technique driven. It's not even technique driven. It used to be I'm a Gunstead practitioner. I'm a diversified practitioner. I'm an HIO practitioner. Now I'm just a chiropractic practitioner. I am a technician that finds and locates vertebral subluxation, and using this modality or that modality or chiropractic adjustment technique, start to manipulate the spine to free the nerves. The problem with that is there's no rhyme, there's no reason, there's no cause, there's no purpose.
So with your years of experience, and again, having coached tens of thousands of chiropractors over the years, what's your hope of where chiropractic will go over the next 10, 20, 30, 50 years?
You know, I haven't given that, stated that way much thought. But I do know that chiropractic will not die. It's too valid. We may be substituted. So I came from a seminar this weekend that people would adjust each other with technology, not even with the hands. So I think it's good. And then there's decompression units. So I came to from a chiropractic office visitation just yesterday that I popped into an office of someone I know, and is every known modality in the world, decompression units and knee decompression and pro adjusters and all good stuff. I'm not saying it's not good, but there's no philosophy hanging out. So the philosophy of chiropractic and people understanding that the body can heal itself and on an ongoing basis. So the chiropractor's job is to find, locate, and remove nerve interference without the modalities. And if you need the modalities, I don't have any problem with that. But I certainly want to see chiropractic remain as something that's adjusting the spinal column. That's who we are, that's who we were, and that's who they should be. So in 50 years, I can't tell you, I believe that we will not be in the place I just suggested.
Yeah, I believe that too. So you mentioned the students coming out of school, and there seems to be a lack of philosophy. Is it still possible to become very successful as a chiropractor in today's world?
Absolutely, because the chiropractor that comes to most of the chiropractor is either referred by a patient, correct?
Right.
A good patient, or by social media now, or by putting a sign in your window, chiropractic adjustment, $19, $29, $39, $49, any way to get a patient in. But that's not the way it used to be. It used to be my son, who has a huge chiropractic practice, doesn't do anything except let people know he cares, let people know what chiropractic is as he's adjusting them. I go in all the time. I hear him talking chiropractic like you and I did, right? And they see 250 people a day. Well, not him alone, but, you know, he and his chiropractic team. So, but it's spoken about all the time. So patients leave with the understanding of what chiropractic is, so they can send that to other people, why should they bring in a whole family? But today it's, oh, my back hurts, my shoulder hurts, my elbow hurts, my nose hurts. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. So we've sort of backed into the next thing that I wanted to ask you about, which is, you know, over the years you've seen chiropractic change, you know, in so many different ways. What would you say some of the best things are? And obviously, what would you also say some of the worst things are?
No, I think the best thing about listen, I have chiropractors that I coach on a regular basis, like you do, right? From all over the country and world, and I've been all over, as you know. And it's a lot to do with personality and expectations. Chiropractors that are into helping people more than they are just to fill out an insurance form or to get money or from this modality or that. So there are many outstanding chiropractors. You still practice. You don't need to practice, but you still do because we love it. And that love of chiropractic and what we do and the ability to trust the human body to heal itself if the nervous system's working is still valid. And there are many, many very successful chiropractors. I was at a seminar this weekend, I just told you, last weekend, right? And I was interviewing people coming up to me and talking about it. And they have wonderful practices, and they're great chiropractors. And I don't care what kind of modalities they use. There is, Don't you know that, Robert, that there are chiropractors still do HIO, hole-in-one, atlas only, axis only adjustments? I'm not saying it's wrong. It's their concept and their belief system.
Oh, absolutely. I have a friend who practices on the West Coast who's an upper cervical specialist, and he and I chatting on the phone, and he is successfully treating L5 lumbar disc syndrome by adjusting the atlas. It all works. You're absolutely right. I've seen it personally.
So you know what? How I handle it? I stop judging it. And for a while, I was judging this. That's not chiropractic. This is not chiropractic. So chiropractors believe things to be true that are not true. I guess this is for all people. They believe things to be true that are not true, but because they believe them to be true, they act on them as if they're true, but they're not true, meaning only atlas adjusting works, or diversified adjustment, or this technique, or this gadget, and that gadget. Everybody walks out of a chiropractic college and practices a different way. So there can be no judgment. I'd rather them go to worse chiropractic than not go at all.
So I think what you just said...
I don't know if what I just said was true.
Well, okay, just before that, I think what you said is one of your age-old philosophies of we see, and you'll need to help me with it, we see the world the way we see it as opposed to the way it actually is?
That's correct. Your belief system are your belief systems. See, I had a purpose, and you have a purpose. I have, and I think I have all my chiropractors who are clients. We're talking about between Markson Manager and the Master Circle and the Cabinet Experience and the Markson Connection, all these businesses over these, everyone had to have a purpose statement. Mine was to help as many chiropractors as I can, right, build the practice of their dreams and create a better lifestyle for the people they're serving. So that lets people off the hook individually. They're going to do what they want to do anyhow. I'm saying have a purpose statement, have a valid belief of what chiropractic is versus what I see. I passed the chiropractor this morning and said, so last name, I'm not going to say medical, but he's a chiropractor and he has medical because it attracts more people in chiropractic.
Amazing.
Funny, right?
Yeah, amazing.
It's amazing. So it's all in your head. You know, that's one of my five most important words for me. It's all in your head. You know, it's an expression for me that ranks high in the lexicon of my life. You know, they're seemingly simple words, and they deliver a message that secrets to a philosophy, a spiritual connection, abundant health, more happiness, more, I think it's found between your ears. It's all in your head. So I think you and I were raised in a world. Well, let me say this. You came from a college then called National Chiropractic College, correct?
I did.
Okay. So I was thrown off the stage there years and years ago. You know, the full audience, the president walked up and personally took me off the stage because I was talking chiropractic philosophy versus the psychology of success, which I'm known for. The reason I did that, as in the audience, the speaker before me was talking anything but chiropractic philosophy. It's about technique. It's about measurement. It's about science. It's about taking this and doing that. It sounds like medicine to me, and medicine's great, but not for me.
So we have about 5 minutes left on the phone. I would love for you to do your best to encapsulate what you think the secrets to success are and the philosophy towards a successful chiropractic practice.
Whoa, I'm going to do this in 5 minutes. Okay, let me give it a shot. I believe that success comes from you, not to you. The success comes from you implies that you are responsible for all that you create or fail to create, and that all the ingredients of success that you need are already inside you. You were born with them. The ingredients that I'm talking about are your concepts, your visions, your ideas, your beliefs, your attitudes, your energies, the law of attraction. Anything that attracts you put out, you attract back. You remember, what goes around comes around. For every action is an equal and opposite reaction. So I would like the chiropractors to have personalities to copy, plagiarize, steal, copy, mimic the attitudes, actions, and procedures of chiropractors that are already successful and install those procedures and philosophies into their own practice. Okay, so, that's the head stuff again. And I also believe that good enough is not good enough, that we can all do better, and that there's no such thing as try. I'm trying to do the, if you're trying, you're lying. Okay, so I'm saying the belief system going back is the master, we are the slaves. And then not only is it all in your head, it's the way you choose to choose to treat people. When I don't mean the word treatment as in medicine treatment, I mean to treat people who come into your office, how they feel about you, how your warmth and your charisma and your eyes say, I'm here for you, I can help you. That's the way it is. So I don't think I can go any further because we're limited by time, but I believe that a chiropractor should be listening to podcasts such as yours. I do all the time. And by the way, you're doing a great job because I'm listening to them.
Oh, thank you.
And spreading the word of chiropractic to the profession. That's the way it has to come. It's not coming from the schools anymore. And yet there are schools and there are seminars that are fabulous. Listen, who has more people, Tony Robbins or chiropractic profession? Why? Because look what he teaches, how to be a better person, how to have belief in the universe, right? How to all the qualities that it takes. So it's a perfect vision. So I'm saying in the most remarkable manner, we are responsible for creating the way we feel, our health and well-being, our lack of health and well-being, the money we have, the money we don't have, the nature and quality of our relationships, the size of our practice, success, joy, fulfillment, opportunity. We are responsible for that. I am for me, you are for you, and the chiropractors we're talking to us for them. I call it a perfect vision. So now it's 2024. That's the vision. You are the cause of everything you experience. So if it's not working, then you need to go in a different direction. And if they want another direction, let them call you. I'm playing golf.
Well, that, okay. And that actually was the question that I wanted to close out with. So now remind me, you're how old now, Larry?
83.
You're 83. Amen. So at 83 years old, what are you doing to keep busy? And, well, one thing at a time. What are you doing to keep busy?
I'm never not busy. When I'm not doing, I play golf 4 days a week because I love golf and I can. I coach one day a week. I coach people from all over the country, and it's nice to be able to do that and keep my hand in the pie, right? And I volunteer for this and that, and I just like helping people. That's what I do. I'm about helping people. Maybe that's my inferiority complex. Maybe I do that so they'll like me better. But the fact is, I know that for the people like Coach Robert, I'm saying 80% or better of the people that have coached with me grew. Because if they're not doing the things we're talking about, if they're not getting where, I tell them, save your money. You're just wasting your money. Right? Because you refuse to change or adapt or refine your thinking to that of today. So I'm busy all the time.
So as people listen to this, if somebody wanted to get in touch with you, A, would you be willing to hear from them? And B, how would they do that?
Okay, so it's easy. So they can go online, I guess, and find my telephone number. It's 516-318-1444. Right, it's LTM Consulting, but more. I'm not interested in that right now. I'm interested if I had every chiropractor in the country right now in front of me, what would I say in 5 minutes? I'm saying, don't be money oriented. Although I love money and I want it to flow to me, be people oriented, be health oriented, be spiritually oriented, be a good person, a good man, and a good woman. That's my message.
That is absolutely fabulous. Larry, I want to thank you for taking the time to chat with me today so we could get this down. And I wish you all the best. And you and I have been friends over many, many years. You've been my coach for many, many years. And again, I want to personally thank you for helping to spread the word of chiropractic via this podcast.
And thank you for picking up the reins and becoming a coach yourself and spreading the word and helping so many chiropractors build better and more successful chiropractors. But they can only do that if they become better people.
Larry, again, thank you so much.
Have a great day. Thanks for inviting me.
All right. And that's our show for today. If you have a question about today's show or your own practice, feel free to reach out at theloveofchiropractic.com. Before making changes to your practice, be sure to seek legal advice regarding those changes and regulations in your state. For the Love of Chiropractic is an RGF production, all rights reserved. And thanks for listening. Original music provided by Hunter Rich Music.